Yeah.
Hold up. What's good?
What's goody?
Welcome back to the basement yard. It's the boys. Big D, Twink J, in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you're dressed very well today.
Yeah, you like that shit?
Finally outdid me on an episode.
I outdid you.
You tried.
No.
you finally tried to look.
You tried.
Presentable. Yeah, you look good.
Presentable? I just wear t-shirts.
Yeah, but, you know, clean up a little bit. You got a nice haircut.
I'm going to brunch. Not brunch. What the fuck? I'm going to happy hour.
That sounds nice.
You're also coming.
I am coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a virgin cock.
What's up?
A virgin cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, we have to explain that for people because we don't know where that's going.
A virgin cocktail is a cocktail with no alcohol in it, if you don't know.
But a virgin cock is just a cock that hasn't been inside a vagina yet.
Yes.
So there's two virgin cocks.
Yeah. So we'll see how the day goes. What are you doing there?
I'm trying to rip this fucking thing off. It's getting annoying. All right.
You know what I hate on like Stella's? The paper on top of the beer.
Oh yeah, to open it.
Ah, just get rid of the paper.
That's disgusting.
The paper is horrible.
It's disgusting.
I hate. Ow. What?
What was that?
My back.
Your back's fucked?
Yeah, I think I need a new mattress. Casper, where are you at?
Word.
But I think I need a new mattress. I don't know. I think I've been sleeping weird. Because my...
Yo, I hate when people say, oh, maybe you slept weird. It's like, what do you think I'm doing in there? You think I'm sleeping, like, suspended from the fucking ceiling?
No, but you could be... You could be sleeping in different positions because you probably move a lot throughout the night. How many times do you wake up in the same position that you went to sleep in?
Never.
That's what I'm saying. So you toss and turn.
I toss and turn.
My doctor told me that the safest way to sleep is on your back.
Safest?
Yeah, it's like the healthiest.
Oh, I was like, what's dangerous about sleeping?
No, you never know. But like the healthiest, I think, is the word I'm looking for.
I usually sleep facing right, so this way.
All right. Is that away, or is that towards your door or away from your door?
Away from my door.
Okay.
So this way, if a robber comes in, I'm getting stabbed in the spine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're done.
And I also sleep on the right side. Yeah. But if you're looking at the bed, I sleep on the left side. But if you're in the bed, I'm on the right side.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And now, I sleep towards that way. And then I wake up on my back, and then I finish up my sleep on my stomach.
Yeah.
I have a finish up.
You have a finish up.
Yeah.
See, I have to lay on my side and put a pillow between my knees.
Why? Those knees knock?
It makes me feel like my spine is more aligned. Like if I have a pillow to like hug.
Oh.
Yeah.
You cuddle that pillow?
I cuddle a pillow.
Okay.
Because like, so, like I'll sleep next to Alana, but she does a lot of swimming in her sleep.
Yeah.
So like it's just
she's like a puppy.
Yeah, and then Eli's in the bed too, so I have to fight for my space. You know, I need my own space. I need my own space. So I'm fighting for my own space. So I usually end up on my side.
Which side?
The right side.
Okay, twins.
Yeah, twinsies on that, and also she's closest to the door. So if a guy comes in, getting her first.
Yeah, you know, body shield.
Yeah.
Fuck so
I,
yeah.
I can hold her up.
Exactly.
You know? Perfect.
Then the dog. Then you.
Yeah. Or if I could be like one of those like guys who was a killer in his past life, where you could like roll over the bed and you have like the shotgun underneath your bed.
Hell yeah.
On like a hand, just like. Pow!
Dude, love that shit.
That should be cool. Yeah.
I just spit everywhere.
Yeah, he did.
Literally everywhere. Yeah. But my dad used to keep like a bat under his bed. Did your dad have like a bed weapon?
Yeah, he did for a little bit, but then he just realized he lived in like the safest suburb ever.
Yeah, I know. I feel like when you're a dad, you get a bed weapon where you keep a weapon under your bed of like, just in case someone breaks in.
Yeah.
I could fucking, and my dad's was a bat. Mind you, my dad, bad shoulders. This guy can't swing.
No.
No one's getting hurt.
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, with a bat, if you don't hit me in the head, I got a good shot to get that thing away from you.
I don't know. You get hit in the rib with a fucking bat?
I know, but the adrenaline's going, right?
Yeah.
And I swing a bat at you. First of all, I'm not like in the fucking box just like loading up. I'm running at you like a maniac.
Okay.
So I'm not getting my best swing off there. If you could just grab the bat, absorb the first one, you're all right. Like it wouldn't be my weapon of choice to show up to kick someone's ass.
I'd get a knife.
I'd get a knife or brass knuckles.
I'd get two knives. One to throw.
A distraction knife? Or like,
no.
Like you're actually good at throwing knives?
No, I don't know how good I am at throwing knives. But I imagine I could. I'm all right. I'm not terrible.
No, you're athletic.
Yeah, so I should be able to throw a knife like a ninja.
Do you throw it like from the blade first, or do you throw from the handle first? The blade first, right?
No, handle first.
No,
good rotation. Have you ever thrown an axe? You don't know anything.
Yeah, but the axe has a handle. It's weighted.
What are you talking about? No, a knife has a handle.
But I feel like when people throw knives, they throw it from the fucking that thing.
Steven Seagal does that way, but that's dangerous. You could cut your fingies.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing it from the handle, being safe. Anyway, I'm not counting on this working.
Right.
I'm not fucking, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's a distraction knife.
No, you know, in movies, you throw and a guy gets hit in the spine. He's like, oh, and then he lands on the floor. That's not happening. I'm throwing this with hopes that
they make that exact noise.
Oh!
Yeah. And fall down, yeah.
I'm hoping that this, like, sticks in him, obviously. And right. He's like, oh, and then I come out of nowhere and jugular.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That scared me. It took me off guard.
I'm trying to open that throat. Just get it real messy.
Wow.
If I kill.
That was intense.
If someone breaks into my house and I jugular cut them.
You're going to go to jail.
No, I don't.
In New York, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he has to come to your bedroom.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, but.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, like if a guy just walked in your thing here and like say you had a shotgun or whatever.
I'm busting him.
And you blew him away.
Yeah.
You're going to get in trouble.
Why?
It sucks. In New York, it sucks. The gun laws here are terrible.
I don't know if that's true.
It is.
Why my bedroom?
Well, after this, we'll ask Dom because Dom will know. Because he's an officer of the law.
Someone's getting shot, though.
Yeah, of course. But, like, you're...
Let me get to my hypothetical.
It's also
unreasonable. It's not realistic. But someone breaks into my house, right? And he's bent over, and he's, like, trying to grab some, like, stuff off the floor. He's trying to grab his sneakers, right?
Right. He's getting grinchy.
I come behind him. Yeah, right. He's like the Grinch. He's picking up shit, putting it in a bag. I come up behind him. Ah! And I give him the old...
The old Rambo?
The old jugular cut.
Yeah.
And he bleeds out all over my sneakers now. I ruined them. That was a big mistake. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But he bleeds everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to jail. Crime's over. Well, he's dead. And then, like, you know, whatever. I go on with my life. Do I have to pay for that cleaning job?
Yeah, of course. It's personal. It's personal.
I feel like the city should cover blood.
City should cover blood. And most
criminal blood.
Yeah.
They should cover.
Have you ever seen, like, a crime scene? Like, a real one?
I didn't, like, inspect it.
No, I'm not saying, like, you knelt down and, like, touched it like fucking Horatio from CSI. You're like,
this is new. It's gunpowder. It's still hot.
Yeah. You could tell by the spatter it was from this angle.
I have seen a crime scene. You know, the yellow tape and you have the little cards. It's like, this is section 19, 20.
People bleed a lot.
Well, there's a lot of blood in there, buddy.
Well, when I was working at an old place, I don't want to say where it was. I don't want to give them bad publicity. It was a comedy club, though. And
there was some blood?
There was... You ever hear of a bar called Tonic?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Tonic East?
Yeah.
The Rooftop?
Yeah.
Love that place.
Okay.
Probably not going to love it after this, though.
Well, the one on Broadway. That's not. That's Tonic West, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
All right, so they're all, like, big ones. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, some dude got shot out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his head... Yeah, he got his head blown off there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all over this newsstand. Like, you know those metal newsstands that sell, like, peanuts and vapes and shit like that? So I walked...
Peanuts and vapes.
I walked over there because the place where it is, two stores down, like, two storefronts down,
mm-hmm.
was where Tupac got shot the first time.
Okay.
The Hit Factory. So I was like, damn, you know, everyone gets shot in this neighborhood. But I walked over there to see how much... You know, there was blood everywhere.
Yeah, motherfuckers bleed.
It's kind of scary how much the human body bleeds.
Scary?
Yeah, dude. Like, if you saw somebody bleeding, like, bleeding out,
mm-hmm.
think about how much blood there fucking is.
It's a lot of blood.
I know.
You got a whole bunch of blood in you.
It's just weird that our body holds blood and pumps it.
Yeah, but... I would rather have more blood than less blood, because if I fall down pretty hard... I start bleeding. I'm like, and you get some blood down your arm, and you want little blood. You could die from this.
That's true.
I need a lot of blood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the other thing, too, is like, I had a dream, actually, that I gave blood.
You had a dream that you're like...
Like donated blood.
A good person?
Yeah. I had a dream that like I like to help people.
I had a dream that I like helped out?
Yeah.
So awful.
But I don't think I could give blood. I'm afraid to, like, donate blood. I've done it before, and I almost passed out.
Okay.
You think you could donate blood?
Yeah, I'm out here donating blood.
You've done it before?
Yeah.
Ew.
I haven't done it since high school. I don't want to make it seem like I'm donating every other week.
I don't think I could do it.
I don't even know. Do you know your blood type?
Yeah.
I don't know my blood type. I think that's useless information for now.
Well, no, it's not. Because if you're like O positive, like you could, you're like a universal donor or something. Right. I'm B something.
If I'm being honest, I don't know if I want to be a universal donor.
No. Are you a donor on your license?
No.
I am, but I want to get myself taken off.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I don't want to help anyone.
No.
I'm here for me, is what I'm trying to say.
I just don't want to show up to my funeral all cut up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or like, oh, he's a donor. Give him 10 before you work on him.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So I don't know. There's like a lot of things out there of like, if you're a donor, they're just going to pull that plug on you.
Yeah.
And just let you die so they could donate your fucking brain to science or give your like, liver to some kid.
I'd be down to donate my blood to science. Blood to science. Down.
They don't want that blood.
No, they don't want this. It's all sugary.
Yeah.
But I'd be down to donate my brain to science.
I definitely don't want that.
No. Probably set the human race back like 5 generations, but it's fine. But no, I think I would. How'd this all come from sleeping positions?
I don't know. We talk about dying.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. We always talk about dying.
Yeah.
I'm the more morbid one of us, I'd say.
Yeah, you're pretty gross.
I'm pretty dark. I'm pretty gross and dark.
You're darker than me.
Yeah.
Not only skin tone,
but in the brain.
In the head, yeah.
Yeah, in the head.
You're
yeah,
a darker
for sure.
man.
For sure.
I got the darker anus, though.
Yes, you do. You have a dark ane.
Actually, yours is brown. Mine's purple. So.
Yeah, my nipples are brown.
Your nipples are... They're,
did
they're
you take a gander at my nipples yesterday?
Oh, I was, yeah, I could.
This guy checked me out yesterday.
Hey, you popped the top, so I'm looking.
I'm not, see, here's one thing I want to say.
Okay.
For all my fellow thickums out there, all right? My thick mamas, my thick mommies, and my thick poppies, don't be afraid to pop that top.
No, pop it the fuck
pop
off.
Pop the top, dude. Yeah. You don't think anybody could see, like, listen, if you're a thick guy, I could see it in your sweatshirt, right?
Yeah,
that you're
know
a thick
saying?
Guy.
You're wearing a shirt.
I could see it. I just
own it.
Own it. Pop it off.
Pop it the fuck off.
People that go swimming with shirts.
I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed in you.
I'm disgusted, honestly. I hate wet clothing.
I could see the outline of your titties.
Titties.
I got titties too, bro.
Let those titties get soaked.
Let those titties get fucking soaked.
That's what I'm saying. I'd get that the fucking t-shirt off.
Yeah.
It should be a rule. Should be a rule.
You should not be able to wear tops as a guy in a pool.
I agree. And listen,
someone's going to come after us, but I don't care.
Fuck that.
I am a member of the
fuck
thick
community.
Yeah, fuck you. Because I'm a member of the thick community. I pop my top.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid.
Right. And I am just someone who has an opinion. As a twink, I like
yes.
to...
He likes to see bare men with their shirts off. Because there are a couple times that we were talking. I hate when you talk to people and they do this. They do a quick glance down. They do a quick glance.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, they do a quick glance. Like, if I'm talking to you, right?
Shirtless?
Anything. Take a quick look at your teeth. You could tell, you know?
Oh, they're checking you out.
Yeah, yeah. Just look at my eyes.
Think about girls who have big titties.
I know. That's true.
Glancing. Yeah. A lot of glances.
Yeah. But you know.
Long glances.
So, yeah.
Like
bad
that, like this. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Hawkeye glances.
Yeah, like staring contest.
Because you, yesterday, you checked me out a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, checked me out. And I saw you looking at my nipples. You
listen,
gandered at my nips.
Nipples, dude? It's
word of the day, gander.
If that's the word of the day, we got some trouble here.
No, it's just the word of the day, gander.
All right, it's fine. Dude, nipples, though. It's hard not to, you know? It's hard not to see.
Yeah, but you looked for the color. You wanted to see, you know.
I didn't look for the color. The color was just staring at me in the face.
I would say my nipples are more like a chestnut. Or maybe even walnut.
You know what? Your nipples are like log cabin brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're welcoming.
Like an aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're nice. They're a nice color.
They're good. They're good brown.
You have...
I want to light them on fire.
Right.
And like sit in front of them and drink hot chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Right after a long day of skiing.
What's your...
Oh, boy.
That's funny because it's true.
Oh, yeah.
What's your cuddle game like? Are you a good cuddler?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you a big hole? Do you like face-to-face laying down?
Oh, I hate it.
Hate it!
You know why?
I don't want to smell you.
Your breath sucks.
Your breath sucks.
Anyone's breath sucks.
And my breath sucks too.
My breath is terrible.
And when it comes to girls, it's like, your breath's going to be better than mine.
But,
hopefully.
But maybe not.
But maybe not. And I don't want to sleep. First of all, I'm inhaling your breath.
I'm not getting enough oxygen because I'm getting your carbon monoxide. Is that dioxide?
That was going to help you. You got it.
Thank God I changed that.
Yeah, it's okay. But I don't like to...
And then I have to try and like change my breathing pattern because I don't want to be breathing in when you're breathing out because now I'm sucking in you.
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm sucking you in. And I'll constantly like if I'm holding, I'll push that and put my hand almost on top like that.
Is that you're putting someone's head on?
Yeah.
So you can breathe.
So I can breathe and not have to... smell your sleepy mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to smell your throat.
No, I don't want to smell your sleepy mouth.
And you don't want to smell this either.
No, I would not want anyone. Like, even in the morning, I don't even like kissing in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not a big... No.
Because,
dude, my mouth is gross in the morning. Sometimes there's, like, white shit around my fucking...
Do you drool?
I don't know.
You never seen, like, drool stains on your pillows?
Oh, no, not stains. I probably
drool. I drool.
On your pillows?
Yeah.
Like a French bulldog?
Yeah, I am. That's basically what I am.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drool.
Because I'll just be like, damn, dude, I shot all the way up here. Oh, that's drool.
Oh, you thought you jizz on your own pillow?
Yeah. You ever jizz on your own stuff and you're like, I know that's jizz, but I can't change my sheets right now. You have.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Do you roll around the jizz or do you stay... You'll lay on.
Roll around the jizz.
Like, I'll form my body. Like, say this is the jizz, right? Like, I'll form my body just so I'm not laying on the jizz.
I mean...
At some point, I'm going to lay on the jizz.
You're going to lay on that jizz.
Yeah, but I'm going to start out off of it.
I can't lay on, like, wet jizz.
All right, so... I'm trying to think how you lay then. So, without the jizz, just normal. Do you do this? Do you do that and your arms up?
Like how I go to sleep?
Yeah, where are your arms when you sleep? Do you go one arm under the pillow? Or do you do this? Map it out. Yeah, get on the floor. Yeah, say you're about to go to sleep. You bring your arm up to your other shoulder?
Yeah, I guess.
That's weird. I put my arm through the pillow, and I'm like this.
See, that'll just, like, make my arm fall asleep, like, immediately.
Nah.
Yeah, man. Like, my I'll be laying on it, and then you know when you wake up in the middle of the night, and your arm's dead, so you just...
Oh, yeah. I think I'm just having a stroke every fucking night. I'm like, I can't feel it.
I actually love that, though. Like, when my arm falls asleep, I'm like, yes, because I get to just throw it around, and I don't feel anything. And then you just hang it off the side, and you can feel the blood rush to it. Ooh, yeah. I love that.
You know what's weird? How people sit doggy style on...
How does one sit doggy style?
Indian style, I meant.
Oh. Sitting doggy style?
You know how people sit Indian style, like, on couches?
Hippies.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. People who read do that.
Yeah, they do. They love that. It's, like, very welcoming, I guess, for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people who, like... They burn sage.
Yeah.
They're Indian styling. I haven't sat Indian style in so long.
I try to sit Indian. Well, I do it when I do yoga, like at the end, but I'm not like voluntarily sitting Indian style.
I don't even know the last time I Indian styled.
See, I do when I lay down, I do like a one leg this way, like one leg's kind of like out this way.
Yep.
That's how I like to lay.
Yeah. Sometimes when I wake up, I'm like, like a victim of a murder. Like, I'm just...
Yeah.
Almost Jesus.
That's pretty good, though.
You know what I'm saying? I spread it out.
Do you shower as soon as you wake up?
Not always.
Do you shower when you go to sleep?
Not always, but I... Like,
I don't...
My shower schedule is usually... I'll shower...
Say schedule again?
Schedule?
Oh, I thought you said schedule.
Schedule. My shower schedule.
That's like kind of, it could be the way it could be said, though.
Schedule?
Yeah, if you think about it.
It's not schedule.
schedule.
No, it's
it could be schedule, though.
But it's not.
But it could be.
But it cannot if it isn't. Then if it something has to be it what it is. It could be. It can't because it's not. It has to be it what it is. Schedule. It can't be anything else because that's what it is. Are you understanding?
I'm
it can't be what you're what it's not. Let me save you the trouble.
Motherfucker.
It's schedule.
Do you say motherfucker or motherfucker?
Depends if I'm angry or not.
You say motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Yeah.
I say that like joking around, yeah. But if I'm angry, oh man, I don't know. I really hope I don't say motherfucker.
I think you could
I feel like that's such a like a white lacrosse player.
Yeah,
like,
but I think
are you kidding me, you motherfucker?
That's how you could tell your race is by how you curse.
Yeah, but I'm not that white
fucking
when I get mad, if that makes any sense. But like I, look at me. Like, I'm white as shit. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a white guy.
But I have an accent, sort of,
yeah,
especially
yeah,
when
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
angry, so I don't, I'm not really like, oh, Dave Flabbit, or whatever.
Dagnabbit. Fucking peeing me off, man.
It's pissing me off.
People say fucking. I hate that. It's fucking.
It's fucking.
Don't say fucking.
No, don't fucking.
I'm fucking mad. I'm like, whoa.
Take it easy, Theodore.
Dude, relax, Gerald.
Bradley, take it down a notch. Good
fucking,
Lord.
I'm fucking mad, bro.
I am fucking angry. Ew.
Motherfucker.
People only say that if they're mad, like, in Target.
Yeah.
I am fucking upset.
Have you ever yelled in a store?
No, I'm a fucking human.
I've yelled in a store.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you yell?
So how do you sleep again?
Why did you yell in a store? Public store with people?
I don't really want to do this.
It was dumb?
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking... This was on sale yesterday.
It's kind of along those lines. Remember Radio Shacks?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think they have them anymore.
I don't even know what they would sell at this point.
I don't know. But so I went in the Radio Shack, and they told me that I could trade in my old iPhone towards a new one.
Oh, yeah.
So this time I had the iPhone 4, and it was on their list of trade-inable fucking devices.
Hell yeah.
So I go in there, and I'm like, hey, man, trying to get up to this 5. I got the 4, which is the previous model. And they're telling me that I have a camera issue, and it's not going to be able to go towards that. Now blood's starting to boil a little bit.
Okay.
Because the guy gets on the phone, he's got to call corporate. He's got to call headquarters now.
He's got to call somebody.
Yeah, he's got to say, hey, listen, you know, we got something this. It might be able. So now he tells me that I'm covered by Apple Care, so I got to go to an Apple, get it fixed, then come back, then I can trade it in.
This made you yell.
No, because the thing that made me yell is that when I got to the Apple store, they couldn't fix it, and they wouldn't give me a new phone. So Radio Shack sent me to Apple. Apple told me to go fuck myself, and then I went to Radio Shack and told them that they said that they couldn't fix it, and they still wouldn't let me trade it in, so I told them to go fuck themselves.
What did you yell?
This
verbatim.
This is fucking bullshit.
You said fucking.
I said fucking.
Because
I got white.
You were a white person angry.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. You got white angry.
And then I was like, dude, all I want. And then I had to go to Boost Mobile.
Yikes.
Boost Mobile was the only thing that would take my phone.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I'm surprised they didn't take like a finger or a limb.
Yeah. It's like, what else are you selling? Gold?
Yeah. No, but I don't yell in stores. I yell on the phone. I'm a big yeller at people on the phone.
Yeah. You're great on the phone.
I'm fantastic. And I also get, like, I'm amazing at getting deals.
Yeah.
You know, like,
because you're good at complaining.
Yeah. I'm a fantastic complainer.
Yeah.
This phone right here, the one before this, to get this phone, the other phone, I complained so much at Sprint, they fucked up, and I got the phone for free. My Apple Watch, Verizon, they fucked up. I got that for free. Because when I got Verizon... Here's why.
Who is this man?
No, because when I went to Verizon, I got my watch, the Apple Watch, and they were like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it because I'm on Wing.
Yeah.
Best cell phone service in the world, by the way. I don't know. But I was on Wing. So I went to Wing and I was like, hey guys, what's going on? Do you guys have Apple Watch plans yet? We don't have them yet, but we're going to get them. So I was like, okay, so let me go to Verizon and see what I could do. So I went to Verizon and they were like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? I was like, hey, I want an Apple Watch. They were like, oh, that's great. That's cool. All right. But I don't have Verizon. So they're like, don't worry about it. We'll set up a dummy phone account for you. We'll get you all set. We'll get you squared away. I'm like, this is great. Thanks a lot. Turns out it's impossible. So I call Verizon and I am flipping a fucking shit. I'm going nuts. I'm like, yo, I just fucking entered this fucking plan. This fucking watch was $500. Now you're saying I can't connect it to my fucking phone? This is fucking bullshit. So they fucking caved and somebody sold it to me under false pretenses. I was able to keep it. And I got refunded.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are a master of the dark arts.
I am a master of the dark arts of complaining. I'm big into it, too. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
Danny's a big-time complainer, just very good at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honestly, he's so good at it that anytime I have to complain, he does it for me.
Yes, that's true.
He actually goes out of his way to be like, yo, you want me to call them? It's like something that's not a big deal. He's like, I'll call them.
I had these internet people out here like that.
Yeah, you did.
Fucking barking on those fucking people. Oh, real quick, because we were talking about showering. How many times do you use your towel?
To dry myself?
Yeah, of course you use a towel.
But like in what, like how many, like?
One towel.
A towel.
A towel.
Yes.
How many times will you use that single towel before you're like, this towel is yucky gross?
I don't know.
Because you're the only guy living here. You could use that towel 15 times. No one would know.
Oh, I would never use it 15 times.
Give me a realistic number.
6?
Ew!
I'm counting like, so like, that's like 3 days.
Wait. 6 times?
If you shower twice a day.
Yeah, it's still getting used 6 times on that ass.
Yeah.
And that dick.
My dick's clean at that point.
No, you're not. You're showering.
Washing my dick and then I just dry.
Then why do people wash towels? If you're always clean when you get out of the shower, right. Why do people wash towels?
Because
they get dirty.
No, because the water, if it stays in that material.
Come on, fucking Bill Nye. Give me this fucking science.
Listen, no, I actually met Bill. He's a very nice man.
Did you meet him once?
I did. He was kind of a dick.
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah. That ruins it for me.
Right.
Fuck you, Bill.
Nice.
Come on the show.
He had like a broken leg at the time.
Oh, no wonder. He's probably all perked out.
Yeah, he's probably all fucked up.
Bill Nye, the perked out guy.
No, but yeah, I'll probably use it like 6 times. But I have mad tires.
That's gross, though. You have mad tires? That's dope.
Did I say tires?
Yeah, I think so.
What's wrong with me?
It's all right.
I only have 4.
You only have 4 towels?
Tires.
Oh. How many towels do you own?
Like 7, 8?
You are so full of shit. Every time I've showered here, there's never been a shower there. One time I had to shower here, and guess what my towel was? The under thing where he puts his, like, where you put a Christmas tree and you put the thing out there. That's what I had to use as a towel.
But why did you have to use that? Because all my stuff was at the laundry.
I'm not buying it.
That day, I was like, yo, I literally this morning went to the laundromat and dropped off all my shit.
The only thing that I could use, paper towels.
Yeah.
And the thing you place under your Christmas tree to catch pine needles.
That's so funny. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not great with laundry. That's my weakest point in my life.
And you don't even do your own laundry, which is even crazier to think about.
Right. Wait, why is that? Why?
How are you bad at laundry when someone comes and gets it and does it?
No, I have to drop it off.
Why?
Because it's right there. I don't want to pay someone to drive 2 blocks.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just have them pick it up, dude.
It's 2 blocks. I leave the fucking house to go to the gym every morning.
Yeah, but every time you get out, I've seen your laundry bags. This kid one time was like, hey, man, can you bring my laundry reel down to the place, which was right next to your apartment, which was
never
fine.
Never happened.
Yes, it did.
Never
I
happened.
I did it.
You did it without me asking.
All right, whatever. You were like, yo, listen, man, I got to do these things today. So
I said, I got to take my laundry and then we'll do this.
But at this
you just took it.
At this moment in our lives, I was like, like kind of more of assistant Danny at that time. You know what I'm saying? I was like, listen, like things got to get done. Got to make sure they get done. I don't want to get here because then I'm done. And then I got to go look for another job and get that done. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, hey, let me figure this out. Let me take the initiative. Maybe you'll like me more, you know? And right here, I was in, you know, we were still getting to know each other. So I'm looking at it. I'm saying, this laundry's got to go down the street. I shit you not, 70 pounds of laundry. 70 pounds. I had to carry like a small bear.
You know why it's 70 pounds? A lot of towels.
You do not have 7 towels.
I think I do.
You have 4 towels.
Right now, no, I don't. Not even close.
And your towels fucking suck, dude.
Well, they're from Amazon.
Yeah, they're terrible towels, dude. Cause like,
what is a good towel?
Oh, how much time you got?
What does that mean? You're a towel connoisseur?
No, I just have great towels.
Where'd you get them? Bed Bath?
No.
That would be a good place to get them.
They do. I have some from Bed Bath, but a lot of them were gifts from my fiance's parents.
Oh.
So they're nice towels.
Whatever. How many towels you got?
Oh, at least 30.
So why is it crazy that I have 7?
Because I have 23 more. You see how I had to do the math real quick? So I have 23 more towels than you. So even if 30 towels...
Why on earth would you need 23 fucking towels?
Because people shower.
Do you have a closet just dedicated to those?
Yes. And I'll send you a picture. When this episode comes out, I'll post my towel pic.
That's out of control. I'm one person.
Okay, I am one person so too. I'm a bigger person.
I don't. Yeah, but you don't need 3 towels to cover that whole thing.
I like a bigger towel.
1.5 towels.
1.5 towels.
Yeah, maybe a beach towel.
Sometimes. From time to time. I beach towel it.
Do you beach towel? When it's like, I haven't done laundry in a while, you got to use a beach towel?
Oh, hell yeah.
I will refuse to use a
They're
beach
terrible.
Towel. I hate beach towels.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
When you use a beach towel, have you ever used the logo side? I hate when people do that.
Like the side you lay on?
Yeah, no, yeah, like the logo side would be like some dude who was cool in the 90s, and it's on there.
Okay.
And there's the white side underneath.
Right.
I hate when people dry themselves with the logo side.
I don't dry myself with the beach towel because it feels gross on my body.
Yeah.
I just let the sun do its job.
I hate the beach.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because.
I like Miami Beach.
Yeah.
New York Beach, though? Eat my anus.
My biggest pet peeve about the beach is leaving the beach.
Yeah, because all my shit is chafing and sticking.
Yes.
And there's sand in my cracks.
And then your feet are all sandy.
Yeah. The webs of my feet have sand in them.
And then everyone's waiting for that stupid little foot shower.
Foot shower.
It's terrible. I can't stand it.
My ass cheeks are just like making fire back there.
Yeah, they're terrible. I use a towel twice. Then toss.
So one day and then you throw it out? Well, yeah. If I had 30 fucking towels,
yeah.
I'd do that too.
Yeah.
No, I could use a towel, right? And then I'll put it back.
Dude, using a towel 6 times is gross, man. I'm just letting you know. I'm not trying to be a dick.
That's fine. I came on this show to be truthful to people. I don't lie to anybody. And I don't think there's anything
you
wrong
with
that.
You think I'm lying?
That. No, I'm saying I'm not lying.
Oh, I was about to say.
I'm getting judged
I've
here.
Said some real truthful shit on here. Shit that I can't even get back.
Listen.
Butt stuff. Poop-related incidents.
Yeah.
I can't get any of that back. My life's over.
Listen, I'm telling truth.
I could never get a regular job ever again.
Because you shit on the floor when you were 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Tell me why you use it 6 times.
Because I honestly don't think it's that crazy of a thing. I like to have fresh towels. So I have like 6 or 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not always 6 times.
All right.
And that's why I run out so fast. Because sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to fucking use a new one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a fucking closet in there where I put all the towels.
Where do you put your towels post-use? Floor?
Most of the time it's on the floor.
Yeah. I'm a big floor guy too. Alana hates that shit, but whatever.
Just that face you made. So most of the time it's on the floor, but like I would say like 40% of the time I put it back.
Like you'll hang it.
Well, yeah, I'll put it back on the rack.
Yeah, see that you're better than me than that. I'm like,
but
no.
I'm usually snatching it up off the floor. Or it's like on my bed.
Yeah. Oh.
Why is that gross?
You're putting a wet towel on your bed,
it's
dog.
It's not soaking wet though.
It's your body out of the shower. It's wet.
It's not soaking wet.
It's wet.
It's not soaking wet.
It's wet.
What? Did you just burp?
I did. What's the most unattractive thing a girl could say to you sexually?
That came out of nowhere.
Like if a girl says, I'm so fucking wet. I think it's hot.
Yeah, who finds that gross?
All right, but if she's like, oh my God, like I'm so ready for your penis. That's weird.
The use of penis is like not great.
Penis should never be used during sex.
Unless.
Like, the actual penis should be used, but I'm saying the word penis. Word of the day. We're going to change that to penis.
Penis. Yeah. I would say penis is acceptable if you are under the age of 20. And it's your, like, first to fourth time having sex.
First to fourth time. After four times, you can't say penis in the bedroom.
You can, but it's just.
Because if a girl was like, I can't wait to suck your penis.
Then I would laugh.
I would laugh, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be like, I cannot wait to just. Kiss your vagina.
Kiss your vagina.
I'm going to smooch that vagina so well, so greatly.
Yeah, it hurts me.
Don't say penis or vagina in the bed.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
We have nicknames.
What do you prefer? You like cock? You do. You sick fuck.
Why am I a sick fuck? Everyone enjoys a cock. You can't go cock every day.
No.
You got mostly dicks in there.
All right.
But a good cock on your birthday?
Hands on.
What's better than a cock on your birthday? You know? Like, look at that cock. It's like, now we're getting something.
Hands on the table real quick.
Okay.
Quick lie detector. Three questions.
Go.
Have you ever said, suck my cock in bed?
No. I'm a big dick guy.
Hold up. Let me feel your.
You can't. Who do you think you are?
I'm fucking. What's his face? Meet the parents. Let me see.
I can't reach that far. The shirt's tight.
Yeah, it is tight. We'll do it next time. All right. Hands back on the table.
Okay.
Have you ever said...
I love this. Yeah.
Have you ever said, suck my cock in bed?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever said, spit on my cock in bed?
I'm not a cock guy.
Have you ever said, spit on it in bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever said... Hands down, please.
Okay. What is
it? Have you ever said deep throat it?
Bro, I assume.
That's a yes. All right. So two yeses and a no.
Okay.
All right. You want me to go?
I mean,
all right, here.
Are we just using the same questions?
Yeah, whatever you want. Come at me. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, trip the meter.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
There's no scale here, so.
Have you ever said,
mm-hmm.
daddy like?
No. I've never said daddy in bed, ever.
Has anyone said it to you?
No.
Have you ever said, you like that cock, don't you?
I've said things along the lines of that, yes.
Are you a cock guy?
Not a cock guy.
Dick guy?
Yeah. I'm a dick guy.
Well, there's only like two choices, really. Dick and cock.
Well, penis, too.
Well, no one uses that.
You like that penis?
Like, who? What?
But yeah, I'll say yes, but not cock.
Okay. Oh, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever like messed up dirty talk once?
Yeah.
And you said something like, you're like, oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Am I still a lie detector?
No. Take your hands off.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What'd you say? Do you remember?
Like, I remember just like, oh my God, her mom listens to the show.
Oh, don't do this.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. This is too crazy.
But no.
But what was it?
It was like, I remember we were like having sex and like while we were doing it, I was like, I'm trying to remember like word for word. Mm-hmm. Like we were like kind of like doggy style. Then I was like, flip over so you could take this dick or something. And then, like, as it came out of my mouth, I was like,
who am I?
Ew. Flip over so you could take this dick? Like, my dick's not takeable. It's, you know? It's shareable.
There's no preparation.
Yeah, it's shareable.
Right, it's not a feat.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to train for this.
Yeah, my dick is like a New York Times article. It's easily shareable.
It's a nice walk.
Yeah.
It's a hike.
Yeah, it's a brisk walk.
It's a brisk walk.
Brisk walk.
Right. But it's not a climb.
But the way I said it was like so like...
violent.
Ugh.
Well, sometimes you get a little crazy in there.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, you know, sometimes says a lot of stuff in there and they become way more aggressive than they actually are.
I think aggressive sex, I think sex is amazing because you can express how much you care about somebody through physical acts, you know?
Danny Lopriori, everybody.
I'm just saying, you can make them, you make them feel loved with your mouth. In your penis. I don't believe anything that's coming out of my mouth.
I honestly can't believe we just did that. Let's get to the advertisements. All right, I got to type in my password here.
Big Titties 3? Nice.
Big Titties 3. I got to change that. All right, the first one we have here is Quip. Quip electric toothbrush. This is my toothbrush that I use. Everyone knows it. If you've seen me on my Instagram stories, you know I have that shit rocking. Okay.
Rocking.
Got a gold handle. Shit is fire. Anyway, the new Quip electric toothbrush is the best toothbrush on the market. I'm not reading right now. I'm just trying to find a point where I can read. It has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses. They have pulses, but I think it's pulsates.
Pulses. It pulses. Pulsate, same thing.
You know. Every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides to help you clean your mouth. So there's 2 minutes, which is the dentist recommended time to brush your teeth. And for me, I just like it just because of the sizing of it. Sometimes you get a big toothbrush and it feels like I'm brushing my gums.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I'm like bleeding and shit. So I don't like that. So it's nice. It comes with like a battery. The best part about it, where the fuck is it? I already know it. The best part about it is that I believe it's every 3 months, a dentist recommended you get new brush heads that get sent to your house for just $5.
Mm.
All right. And 75% of us use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective.
Yucky.
All right? So that's why we need those 3 months. Three-month new brush heads.
Dentist rec.
Dentist recommended.
Direct?
Excuse me?
They're direct.
They're direct?
They're dentist recommended.
Okay.
Got it.
But yeah, so I like the new brush heads because it feels like I have a new toothbrush every 3 months with Quip. So it's very nice and it's only $5. But anyway, right now you can see why you like try out Quip. See what the talk is about. Quip just starts at $25. If you go to getquip.com/basement right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/basement. GETQUIP.com/basement. And like I said, so $25 to get that shit. And then every 3 months, $5 for those brush heads. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Postmates, which is basically like having your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you want, delivery dude, on call 24/7 all year round. Anything you want from anywhere. I've used Postmates to get like an Xbox headset because my shit was shattered. I don't know why it was. Someone broke it. We're fighting. But I had to send the guy to GameStop. I don't even know where GameStop is, but you just type in like, yo, need a headset. It's good. Then the guy gets it for you, drops it off at your shit.
For sure.
So there's no more trips to the store. You don't even have to, like I said, you don't even have to know where the store is.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Just type it in.
Just type it in. It'll get there like within the hour or something. You know what I'm saying? Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time.
Mm.
Okay? It's very, very nice. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code BASEMENT. All right? So that's $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Start your deliveries. Download the app, Postmates, and put in the code BASEMENT for all that. All right? Just do
it. I'm working on... I'm trying to work on, like, you know, like, cool stuff to do in between the ads. Because, like, sometimes... you need to take a breath. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So if I could throw in like a little bit like, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that.
Just kind of break it up for you.
We got one more. So you can help me out right here. The last one we have for today is a new sponsor. The Farmer's Dog.
Farmer's Dog.
You feel me? The company helping dogs live longer, healthier lives by making it easy and convenient to feed them fresh food. Me and Danny have dogs.
We do.
I would ideally like for them to live to be 2,000 years old.
Yeah, I think Eli is probably going to be 700 when he goes.
Probably around there.
Yeah.
And you can do that. I'm not going to promise you. Your dog's not going to live to 700. But they can live longer, healthier lives.
Of course.
With the right food. Because, you know, that's one thing that as dog parents you have to look into is what you're feeding your dog.
It's the most important thing. Exercise and their nutrition.
Because it's just like anything else. There's bad foods you could eat and there's good foods you
absolutely.
You could eat. It's just like that for dogs. Their recipes are made from fresh and delivered directly to your door. All you have to do is complete a short questionnaire and a personalized vet developed meal plan is created for your dog. The meal arrives in pre-portioned, easy to serve packs. And because they're delivered by subscription, you'll always have food on hand, which is another great thing because there are times where I'm like, oh God, don't have dog food in the house. Eggs for the dog.
I've scrambled many times being like, oh my gosh, he does not have food.
Yeah.
And the poor thing is just like, where's my food at?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. Clever marketing has convinced pet owners to equate unhealthy and high-processed kibble with food. But unlike kibble, the farmer's dog actually looks and smells like real food, because it is real food. Mm. And food matters. Study shows that even adding a bit of fresh food to your dog's diet can reduce cancer risks by 90%.
Yeah.
90?
Yeah.
Holy tips.
I said tips. That's a good tip.
Yeah, it's a good tip. Start feeding your dogs better today. Get 50% off your first 2-week trial of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/basement. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/basement. Again, 50% off your 2-week trial. That's thefarmersdog.com/basement.
Farmers' dogs.
I'm red in the face from all those ads.
Yeah, yeah. Farmers' dogs live a long time.
Apparently.
They always send dogs to the farm. Did your parents ever tell you that?
What?
Oh, yeah. We're sending what's-his-face to the... We left him on a farm. Upstate.
What is that? Like when a dog dies, you lie to your kid and tell him that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get a dog for my child. That's a lie. I'm going to have like
you don't think you're going to get a dog for your kid?
I am. I'm an idiot.
I think
Charlie. Charlie's only 3.
That's what I'm saying.
I should have kids within the next 7-8 years. 9. He's going to be like probably 12 to 15.
Keep adding years. Keep going.
No, I'm saying how old he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to live to be 12 to 15 or something. So I'll have kids within that time.
My parents just got a doodle.
Fire.
Yeah.
I love Chocolate doodle.
My brother has a golden doodle.
Chocolate daddy.
Chocolate fucking daddy.
I'm proud of every one of those units. By the way, I wanted to talk about this because I don't know if you were going to bring it up, but I just remembered that you were telling me about this yesterday. But apparently there's a website out there where you're able to buy and sell panties.
Oh, yeah. Pantydeal.com. This isn't an ad, but I know someone that sells their panties.
You know someone that sells their panties?
Yeah, personally. They sell their panties on that website.
Used panties.
Yeah. So like what happened?
What kind of used are we talking? We're talking workouts?
It's whatever you want.
Oh, I could get my own panty.
Yeah, you customize whatever you want the panty. Like you could be like, hey, I want you to like go food shopping in this. And they'll do it.
How would you know? You just like smell the produce aisle?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like I want you to run errands in these and send them to me. Then there's like ones like I want you to go do yoga.
Ooh, those are some wet panties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want you to like work, like go to the gym and work out in them. And then some of them order like period panties.
Whoa!
Yeah. It gets weird.
Pee panties.
Squirt panties.
Period panties.
Masturbation panties. Yep. All that.
Wait, there's pee panties?
Yeah.
So you just like, can you do me a favor? Piss yourself.
Yeah. And then you send it away.
How much are they getting?
Good amount.
Can I catfish this site?
Yeah.
So I could like have pictures of like a hot girl and then I'll wear the panties.
Yes, you could.
And I'll piss in them.
Yeah.
And I'll ship them out.
Yeah, you could.
How much would you sell a piss panty for?
My piss
panty? Let's set our prices right now. Let's talk about our panties, right?
Okay. So
by the way, what is a panty? How is that different from underwear?
A thong goes up your ass.
No, yeah, that's a G-string.
That's a thong.
Well, yeah.
That, you know, but like panties are usually like...
They cover some cheek.
They cover your cheek.
Okay, so some cheekage.
So there's more like stuff to smell, I guess, you fucking creeps. But
all right, so let's just say if I'm regular panty.
I'm starting a profile. First, what's your profile name? Mine's Thick Mama. With X's, like thicks, like Twix.
Oh, Thicks Mama.
Yeah, Thicks Mama.
You're Thicks Mama.
Thicks Mama, three X's.
I don't know who I would be. What's like a slutty name?
Rain.
Like Eva Couture.
Ooh, yeah, damn. I would buy panties from her.
I'm hard.
Yeah. Eva Couture. So
Eva Couture.
I think I would sell
Eva's. She's high quality though.
Yeah, yeah.
Eva Couture.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any
slutty fucking name.
I wonder if there's any celebrities on there.
Maybe
we'll make a profile when we go in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Look it up, but
so Eva Couture and Thicks Mama.
Thicks Mama.
So yeah, if we
I think I'll get more traffic because the triple X's.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But I would probably set my thing at like $50.
Hold on. Regular panty.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. Like.
Just like yo, just wear this panty for like the day, and then just send it to me.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out of your way.
No.
So just a $50 panty.
I would sell the panties for $50, but I would go to like a place like a Rainbow.
Right.
Right. And buy like real cheap panties.
Right.
And mark them up like dollar panties and sell them for $50.
Oh, I thought you meant mark them up like.
Oh no. Like pooping them. No.
Poop panties?
Yeah, they do that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's nothing off limits.
It's whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
Poop panties.
Yeah, she's a panty girl.
She is a panty girl.
Yeah. But see, like with stuff like that, like I don't knock people's hustles though.
No, I would poop panties.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, how much would you sell a poop panty though?
$70-$80.
Oh no, I would go higher.
Really?
Yeah, I would probably.
Realistically, if a fan hit you up and was like, listen, I want to buy a panty.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, entertain it.
No, I'm not.
See, don't be a pussy.
I'm not being a pussy.
I feel like there are times on here where we get to these certain walls, and I know you want to protect your private life, and I know you don't want to get offers on your
underwear. I'm not pooping panties.
I'm not saying poop. I'm just saying, like, your regular underwear that you got on now. We're going to go to a happy hour, right?
Yes.
You're going to walk around. Might perspire a little bit.
Might. I'm for sure sweating that up.
If somebody was like, yo, I'll give you $1,000 for those underwear. Don't look me in my eyes and tell me you're not going to think about it.
No. Oh, what? Yeah. $1,000?
Yeah.
That's hefty.
Somebody would do it. I guarantee you somebody would do it along those lines. Maybe not $1,000. But if somebody offered you, say, hey, what kinds are those?
Calvin Klein's.
Yeah, you might know. Those are like
I like these.
$1,000 themselves.
They're not.
No. I only wear Calvin Klein, too. I got Calvin's on, too.
Nice.
Anyway, Calvin Klein's not a sponsor either. Well, we'll take you.
Yeah.
But you would do it.
Sell $1,000?
Yeah.
Sell $1,000. Just sell my panties.
And you could like donate to charity or whatever, something lame.
I wouldn't do that. I'm keeping that money.
How rich do you have to be to start like you could only donate shit to charity?
I will never be that.
You're not at the point like you're taking the money, right?
Oh, I'm taking that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Also, I think it's kind of disgusting that I'm selling my panties so I can take care of a sick kid.
There's another thing, too. It's like...
That's poop money.
It's poop money.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And blood money from what you said.
Yeah, they do that. They do it. They do it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I can't, man. What is the point? I don't understand.
But you're a charitable guy, though.
I'm keeping the $1,000. If I gotta poop in these panties... Fuck those kids.
Not even poop. Just walk around. Yeah, those kids didn't poop.
Oh, God. That was funny.
I'm just saying. Fuck those kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm just saying. If somebody offered me, what's the lowest you would sell your fucking pants for, dude?
Well, my pants.
No, your underpants. Your panties.
Yeah.
The lowest price. Realistically, if somebody DM'd you, nobody knew about it ever.
Okay.
No one finds out. It's not like, yo, it's not like fucking 16 candles. It comes out with the fucking underwear.
Right. How much am I selling my panties?
Yeah. He'd be like, hey, I would love to buy the underwear you used today.
I don't know. It would have to be a substantial amount. Because it's so, it feels weird. Nah. What would you do it? You know you're getting a DM after this.
$600.
I was going to say 800.
All right, cool. We're in the same park. We're in the same park. We're in the same tax bracket.
Yeah.
I would say $600 because you're going to wear them to sleep and stuff.
I think I actually got an offer once for someone to buy my socks.
Yo, you'd make a killing being a sock guy.
My feet are trash, though.
Yeah, but people are fucking weird, dude. There's people out here right now that would be willing to buy your socks.
There was a guy, actually.
And fucking jerk off into them?
I mean, do your thing.
Listen, if you need a PIMP, I can help you.
You're going to pimp me?
Yeah, why not? I'll pimp those feet. I won't hit you.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You ship them for me.
I'll ship them for you.
You could be my pimp.
And though. Give me 10%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
10% of my feet. There you go.
We're in the sock business now, boys.
We're in the sock business. We're in the sock business. You want these socks? $800. $400 a sock.
Yeah.
Danny's going to ship them.
Get a P.O. box. Just some socks.
I hope that doesn't happen.
A lot of people always ask us to set up a P.O. box, and I just wanted to address this on the show. No. Because listen,
moving forward,
we love you guys.
Afraid of anthrax, though.
That's the only thing.
Anthrax.
I don't want to get bombs. Killed. So, people being weird is why we don't set up a P.O. box. But we fucking love you people.
There was a time where I had a P.O. box and some crazy stuff happened. I got mailed some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't want anyone to buy me anything.
No, that too. And I don't want people spending their hard-earned money on me unless it's at the santagatostore.com. Mm-hmm.
I also don't want handwritten letters because I don't want to read.
Yes.
So
just DM me. It's way easier. Save money on shipping.
I'm just kidding.
No, but
no, but I did get some weird stuff. Like people were sending me food. Like, oh, these are good Canadian fucking snacks. And I'm like, I'm not eating this. Mail food?
Yeah.
Mail food?
No, thank you.
I can't.
Other thing about the panty.
I appreciate the offer. It's very nice gesture.
All right.
But for God's sakes. People are putting nails in the candy on Halloween.
Yes.
I can't trust mail food.
No, you can't.
And I'm a hypochondriac and a germaphobe. Those are not a good combo.
Terrible combo. I'm one of those. I'm a hypochondriac, I'd say.
Oh, me too.
I'm bigger than you, though.
I meant me too for you.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I'd say that as
well. Yeah, okay. I was about to say. I was like, you're not really hypo. You don't go to the doctor. But I think... When it comes to, like, women selling their panties online.
I'm all about it.
I don't think people should feel degraded by that.
I don't think it's degrading.
I don't think it's degrading.
I think it's...
You know who's gross? The people that are buying it.
Yeah. Let them be gross anonymously.
Let them be gross.
Anonymously.
No one's getting hurt.
Everyone's gross anonymously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know? That's why I think prostitution should be legal.
I think it should be regulated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, like.
Let's get some blood tests in here.
100%. Have agencies. Have it all set up real nice.
Yeah.
And have
nice buildings.
Yeah.
Freshly painted walls.
Fucking.
Waiting rooms.
Yeah, cucumber water in the waiting room. Real nice.
I'm a big cucumber water
guy.
Yeah,
I think prostitution should be legalized in this country.
I think so. If it was regulated, it'd be a lot more safe.
Yeah, gambling, prostitution. I vote yes on both.
Right.
Because
And weed.
Yeah. Weed should be legal too. If alcohol and cigarettes are legal, why can't vagina be legal? This is insane. You know?
This is insane.
And there's also like, listen man, like I'm not hating on some guys out there, but some people have a hard time getting laid, you know?
Yeah, so let them pay a couple bucks and fucking slap some tits around.
Yeah, dude.
Dope tits.
Dope titties. Fire titties, dude.
Like imagine how hotter. Not that. I mean...
How hotter?
How much hotter there prostitutes would be.
Yeah.
If it was regulated. It was like, okay, I know I'm not going to get an STD. I know this person has a good background check.
Right.
It hasn't been like, you know, doing a bunch of weird shit. Like,
yeah.
We run background checks and shit. So, you know, probably because it would be some fucking hot ones over there.
Would you ever use like a... I'm not saying this, like...
Would I use a hooker app?
Yeah, if there was like a prosti app.
A prosti app?
Yeah.
In a regulated world?
Yeah, in a regulated world, and you could track them coming to you, so they can't, like, steal from you or anything. Because
like an Uber?
It's like an Uber, but for, like, prostitutes.
I don't... How much is it?
They set their price.
I like to think I wouldn't, because I like the challenge.
Right?
Of what?
Of trying to get a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like cheating. I mean, I enjoy.
I don't think it's cheating if it's... we're not talking about cheating on your spouse. We're talking about cheating, like, in terms of the system.
In system, yeah. I don't have to be like, oh, I want that. I'll just pay for it. It'll be here. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but if it's...
Like, if I liked food shopping, I wouldn't be using, like, these things, but I hate food shopping, so that's why I do that.
Yeah.
I don't like doing laundry. That's why I pay someone to do my laundry. But I like pursuing a woman. I think, the ride is fun.
Right, but some people aren't as... outgoing and capable as
agree.
You are.
I agree. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet. Your Google Home isn't set up yet. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
They just stole our idea.
They just fucking Apple just stole the prostitute app.
God damn it.
You fucking blood-sucking fucks. Don't have enough money.
I can't believe that. That was creepy, by the way.
It was.
Yeah. But I think, I really, really, really think prostitution should be legal.
I agree.
You know? I feel like at some point it will be.
I don't know.
I'm surprised this president hasn't made it legal.
Yeah. I don't really have my ear to the ground as far as prostitution goes.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Is it legal in Amsterdam?
Yeah, in the red light district.
Yeah, just set up little sex districts.
Yeah, they have them like in the fucking window like mannequins.
Yeah. That's a little weird, but...
I mean...
Let women do what they want with their bodies.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
We'll do it. Let's go.
You just touched it.
Let's go.
You touched it. You put your finger on Alabama, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Fuck those people. Those people are full of shit. And this is why I'm going to go out on this.
Yeah.
If my fucking daughter got raped, and I'm being fucking serious, and the law would not allow me or my daughter, who wants to get an abortion, to get an abortion, fuck you people.
Yeah.
It's not a gift from God. I'm sorry. All right? And we're still talking about this shit. I believe in God. I don't think God would want somebody to get raped and then have a child from it. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
I think this is such an easy thing.
It's an easy fucking thing.
I can't believe... It's shocking to me.
But what happened to, like, separation of, like, church and state? Like, if
dude,
people
forget that.
Like, what's going on here?
Like, honestly, forget, like, everything. Just forget all of it. Like, very basic. It's not your kid.
I know.
And it's not born yet.
I know. And I, listen, don't give me the shit about 2 weeks it's this thing. That baby could not live, okay? It's not going to be alive. It's not a thing.
I really just don't agree with
it. I just don't agree.
I really don't agree with, like, because, you know, they're, like, I being pregnant is such a thing.
Yeah.
It's not
like you're pregnant for 3 days.
It's 10 months of your life. You know what I'm saying? It's really 10 months. I mean, 1 month there, which I just learned this. 1 month there, it's like you don't know yet.
Yep.
And then you find out and, like, whatever. So it's really like...
And it's basically a whole year of recovery after that.
Let's just say a year of your life because you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to do that. And your answer to that is like, well, then don't have sex. It's like, well, how about don't fucking tell me what to do?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Suck my fucking anus.
Yeah. I think when it comes to people trying to tell people what to do with their fucking pussies.
Dude, women should be able to do whatever the fuck they want with their body. You know? Like, you're not going through it. I'm going through it.
Yeah.
You gave birth. You could give birth to 1,000 kids. That's great. I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to.
Right.
And why can't I? Because you think that, like, I'm murdering someone. How about the fact that if I have this kid that I don't want to have, first of all, I just put my body through a year of shit that I didn't want to do.
Yep.
And I'm forced to do now in our free country here.
Right.
And now I have to give birth to this kid, and I have to give him up. Or
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Give them up, be in the system, bouncing around from houses. Like, why?
Yeah.
For what? For what? I didn't want to do this. And now you're like, you could be potentially ruining someone's life. Of course there's, you know, you could set up people like to be there, to be the parents of the kid, or like, but dude,
I'm not into it. I'm not into it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think those people should be ashamed of themselves.
I think this is so easy. It's such an easy question.
And people are going to be like, oh, you guys are New York liberals. And this is a, no, it's not. Because listen,
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I am just a very simple person.
Yeah.
I have a lot of views that like that are like in every single political party, like blah, blah, blah. I'm not on
this
team.
Kid bounces around the fucking spectrum more than anybody in the world.
So I'm saying like I have Republican beliefs. I have Democrat beliefs. And like it just goes back and forth with certain things. But to see grown adults just being like, nope, I'm red. So everything, I'm just going to believe this just because it's Team Red.
Yeah.
Who are you, seven?
Yeah, this isn't the fucking Hunger Games.
And this is easy, bro. This is, dude, how are you going to tell a woman to be like, yo, you can't do that? Like, and this is the same reaction I had with the gay marriage thing. When gay marriage is like.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who cares?
I'm like, why are you mad? Why are you mad? Oh, because the Bible. It's like, dude, you're fucking your cousin.
Yeah.
What page is that on?
Do you know back in the day, Boston? And I'm not taking a shot at Boston here. I'm just saying where the world was. You know what? I'm from New York. Fuck Boston. Go Yankees. But they used to have St. Patrick's Day parades, and they wouldn't let gay people march in it. In, like, the 90s.
I know.
You know, if a gay male or female or trans, they want to get married, let them get fucking married, dude. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
This is very easy.
These should be the first things that are answered and thrown out the window.
You know what? This is, like, I feel like if
people hold meetings on this shit, how old are we?
That's what I'm saying.
People are 8 years old.
And I feel like it's like, yo, you're like, you sound like a child.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I want my way. It's like, you're never going to meet this person.
I know.
It's like, oh, gay people getting married. Oh, this is the worst. You might not even see one. Maybe. You're not even going to meet. You don't got to go to the wedding. You don't got to have sex with these people.
No. You don't even got to be friends with them. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I just feel that it's
so fucking stupid.
It's frustrating though.
It's so dumb because it's like, you know how, like,
it makes us as a human race look stupid.
It does. Like someone's looking at us from like a fucking foreign planet and just like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
like killing each other over the shit. This is the easy shit. Yeah. This is the easy stuff. There's harder things. This is easy. Basic human rights. Like it's just easy, dude. I don't understand. It's like just, people are like, yo, you have to live by my rules. It's like, I just don't want you to murder.
Yeah,
everything. Murder. Don't
murder. Don't steal.
Don't murder and don't rape.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all you gotta do.
That's it. Just don't do that.
All right.
I would even be okay with some stealing.
Yeah, to survive, maybe don't hurt anybody.
That's what I'm saying. Don't steal over $500 worth of valuables.
Yeah. Don't go. Go ahead. Grand larceny. Keep it at misdemeanors.
Don't murder. Don't assault. Don't rape.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. But marry the door. I don't care. Marry a fork.
Yeah.
I don't. Why should I care? I would never know.
Curveball. Can a guy marry a dog?
As long as he's not having sex with the dog.
There we go. I was going to catch you in a trick question.
No,
there.
You can't fuck dogs. No. You marry the dog.
Yeah, if you want to have a civil union with your dog, go for it, man.
Weird.
Just don't fuck it.
Also, I think a woman married herself.
Fire.
I could not care less about a thing.
Big time power move.
How do you...
gets her own insurance? Fantastic.
Talk about narcissism, by the way.
Yeah, you are a crazy person.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But enjoy your life together with yourself? Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, you might want to get another person in there.
How did you kiss the bride is my question.
That's a great question.
How did you do that?
It's just the other thing on gay marriage, too. It's like, it's just weird that people were just like, oh, nah. Oh, you suck dick and you're a man? Oh, you want to get married? No, you're crazy, man. Imagine. All right, let's go, guys.
That was real.
Up until like recently.
It's just, I honestly, like...
Let gay people pop off.
All jokes aside, and I have honestly no political agenda at all, nor do I have that much knowledge. All I do
Well, you are voting for me for president in 2020, but
well,
there is
to
that.
Now. I have to now.
Yeah.
But the only thing I do have is empathy towards other people that are living around me.
Yes.
And if you want to do this thing, it's going to make you happy. You want to get married. You want to do this. I just don't understand how people have the time to be bothered by it. Like, I really don't get that.
They go out of their way, too.
Yeah, I really don't understand. It would be one thing if, like, I don't even know, dude. I can't even think of an example.
Well, I just think that people, like...
Like, I would understand if it was like, oh, if gay people get married, they got to move into your house. You'd be like, well, this directly affects me. Yeah. Like, I'd rather not. Yeah. And you'd have a reason then to be like, I'm really against this because I don't really have room, you know? Right. I had the spare room, but, you know, my cousin's got to live here 2 months out of the year. I understand that, like, if that... But you, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't affect you. And the idea of, you know, I even think it's worse with the women, with the pregnancy thing, because it's like...
That's terrible. That one's so bad. It's so bad.
You should be able to do whatever the hell you want.
Let me ask you this.
It's insane.
I might have asked you this question before. Do you believe in the death penalty?
I don't know.
I don't. I used to. Like, personally, like, if something happened to me, I'd be like, I want to fucking fry this fuck. They don't even do that anymore. They just, like, give you the needle, and then you go. Some places, I think, they still use the chair, but I'm not sure.
I don't know what's the difference of the of jail and the death penalty, like in the eyes of, like, well, you go to victim's family.
Well, it's like the person lives, and then, quote unquote, taxpayers have to pay for that person. You know, tax wise, we pay for prisons.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is when people are like, "Yeah, man, like we're paying tax dollars for these people to like live." I'm like, yeah, so they're not out here fucking your kids.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would.
So they're not out here stabbing your fucking grandmother crossing the street.
Right.
All
right?
People that are rightfully convicted, not wrongfully convicted. I'm talking about people who are fucking mass murderers.
Yeah.
I will pay whatever I gotta pay to keep that fucking freak inside. Okay? I'm not gonna complain. Inmates have better health care than we do. Yeah. Because if they were out here, they fucking eat you.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know? They all kill each other in there anyway.
Yeah. See, for me...
I never understood that argument. Like, yeah, we got to get the money to these guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in the death penalty.
I just think it's weird to kill somebody on purpose now.
I'm indifferent about it.
You know? But I just feel like... It's not personal. Like, if it was like personal, I'd be like, I want to fucking kill him too.
I just feel like if you're...
But fuck that shit.
If you're in prison, I just don't want you to be able to hurt anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and if you're in prison for life, like, you can't. And it's like, I don't... You know, that's all I want.
Yeah. You're going to die there.
I'm not like a
vindictive person.
I don't know if that's the right... Like, I don't, like, seek revenge. Like, I don't want to see you, like... Whatever, blah, blah, blah. I just don't want you to, like, hurt other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, I mean, you fucking hurt someone in my family, I would like to kill you with my hands.
Yeah, of course.
But it wouldn't be about, like, no, I just want him dead, like, blah, blah, blah. I would be like, I just get this fucking guy, like, suffer in prison. Yeah. It's not like,
I think
going to a country club,
I would go
playing
back
golf
and,
every day.
Yeah, I would go back and forth. It's not like he did, like, tax fraud, you know? This guy fucking killed somebody.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
When it's personal, it's like maybe...
Doesn't it also take like 20 years for them to actually kill people on death row?
That's what I'm saying. It's not like it's the next day. They're like, all right, we'll hang you tomorrow, like back in like the 1400s. Hang you in front of the whole town.
I don't think it even was that long ago.
Yeah, it might have been like the 1700s.
Didn't, like, gangs in New York, they were hanging motherfuckers. Like,
imagine that's so crazy. Like, they would just walk you out and hang you in the middle of town.
For nothing. In the movie Gangs of New York, which I'm assuming is based on... some historical fact.
Yeah. Why don't you burn him, see if his ashes turn green? I was like, yo, this guy Daniel Day-Lewis is a creep.
Yeah.
Well, talk about freaks.
This is a knife for America.
I want his ear.
Yeah. No, but they used to kill people and just leave them in the street, and they would just like walk over them because it was just so normal for people to get like stabbed up back then.
How would you feel if like you saw somebody get killed in front of you?
Oh,
like,
get killed.
If somebody got, like, hit by a car in front of you. Like, would you be able to eat that? Do you think you would have some post-traumatic stress?
I don't think I would have post-traumatic stress, no.
See, I think I would if I knew they died. I saw it.
It's very hard for me because it's just the way that I deal with things, and I'm not saying that post-traumatic stress does not exist or anything like that.
No.
It's hard for me to imagine me going through it.
Yeah, but your brain's like the Hurt Locker. That's why.
No, it has nothing because
this kid's got the fucking mental fortitude of a goddamn Marine. This kid.
No, I just think that I know PTSD is a very real thing, and I know that it's not about how strong you are mentally. It's just something happens
right.
traumatically, and then it just has effects, yeah. obviously. But it's hard for someone who hasn't had anything like that. There's shit has happened to me in my life that some people would be affected by, but nothing has affected me to that point yet, so it's hard for me to even imagine that.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm strong enough to withstand it.
Right.
Because that's not true. But it's hard for me to be like, yeah, that would do it, or yeah, but I don't think that would.
Yeah. Is it because, like, you grew up in a big city and, like, people, like, die here all the time?
I don't know.
Because remember that time I texted you? I was going into that store and that woman was, like, getting compressions done, like, right on the street?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen stuff like that before.
I've thought about that for, like, weeks. And then it kind of just faded away. But, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, this woman's life is going around and I'm just going into a store? It just really made my mind feel weird. It's just crazy how the world does not stop.
Yeah, and dude, you know what it is? It's like, because I understand that
thought. You know? It's like, oh, people are just getting in cabs. I was like, there's a person dying here.
Yeah, and you feel like everything should stop. And like, yo, let's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, dude, we're animals. And if you... And, yo, the watching, like, the Discovery Channel or any of those, like, Planet Earth things, it's like you really understand what, like, how far humans are than the rest of the animal kingdom.
Cause, oh,
like,
yeah, we're on some other shit.
They kill them.
Yeah.
They kill like the one has like a fucked up leg and
ants
like,
do that.
It's young and it's like they kill that one because it's like the easiest and like they just keep going.
Yeah, ants do that. They throw other ones, they pick them up and throw them off ledges to kill them.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Damn, ants are gangster. Yeah, they'll
take them to the edge and throw them off.
And like birds that like kick motherfuckers out of the nest like, wait, yeah. I'm not ready. That's great.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
Isn't that how your dad taught you how to swim? Didn't you just throw you in a pool?
No, my dad didn't do that, no. I don't even know who taught me. I don't think anyone taught me how to swim. Probably someone did, but I don't remember. I think I was just like, yo, swim, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like if you're in... Well, you had a pool.
I didn't have a pool growing. Like, I had a pool during the years where it's like, all right, you're old enough to that you should be able to swim.
Yeah.
That's when I got a pool.
You believe in God?
What does that have to do with pools?
No, because I was saying... Before, like the whole abortion thing, they're saying because God wouldn't want it.
I don't like touching religion, really.
Really? I believe in God. I have my own relationship with God, though.
I
have my own relationship because there's a lot of weird shit that goes on.
I will say I'm not atheist.
Right.
But I don't necessarily. It's the same thing when I was talking about with my political,
right.
whatever, my religious or spiritual. Beliefs
right.
kind of have the same. I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, that's the best answer right
there.
I'm
not like, oh, this is what happened, because I don't know. No. Who knows?
Nobody knows.
But
I just like to have faith in something. And like, that's why I say I have my own relationship with the big guy upstairs.
The big guy upstairs.
Or the big female upstairs.
The thick mama upstairs.
The thick mama upstairs. You want to know what it was? Because, yo, I got to a point where I got so down that I was just like, yo, like, I used to never pray. Ever.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing. I was like, nah, I'm not into it. I don't get it, you know? And then a part of me was just like, yo, like, I got to pray on shit. Because it honestly helps me. Like, listen, I say fuck shit, piss ass, cunt. I say it all. But there are times where I'm just like, yo, God, just fucking please bless me. Like, I'll even curse when I'm doing it. Like, you know what I mean? I'll just be like, yo, God, just fucking help me, please. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's just my own relationship that I have with him.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that if more people just had their own relationships, you wouldn't see all this fucking crazy, we're all on the same team.
Yeah.
Let's kill these babies. No, you can't kill them because we're all on a team.
Yeah, because...
So you're killing children. Like, I'm like, come on.
I grew up Catholic, and I went to church every Sunday until I made my confirmation, and then I didn't.
Confirmed. I'm out. Peace.
Basically.
Yeah.
And that was my mom and dad's rule. It was like, you guys have to go to church, but once you get your confirmation, it's up to you whether you want to do that or not.
Do you think it's good for kids to have, like, some kind of, like,
I'm personally,
like, religious foundation?
I don't know. I think my mom would be pissed if I didn't, but I don't think I will, just for the simple fact. I want to make my kids informed. I don't necessarily want to choose anything for them. Right. Because for me, I think that, like I said, I don't see myself as being an atheist.
Right.
Right? Because I don't think that.
You have but you're more of a spiritual person, you'd say?
Okay. All right.
For the audience.
I guess so. Like, I believe in some sort of
higher power
or afterlife what have you, or energy or whatever. But I don't know anything. I don't know how to, like, verbalize any of it.
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do any of that. I don't necessarily believe.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't believe every page in a book.
No.
And I don't believe in every belief that
right.
this has. And, you know,
that's why I think it's nice to have your own relationship and have your own outlooks on things.
Right. Because I think it would be almost irresponsible to think that one person or 12 people for fucking whatever would have all the answers to shit.
A bajillion years ago.
Yeah. When they were kicking virgins into fire so it would rain.
Yeah. Or they would stone a woman for breathing or some shit.
Yeah. Some weird shit like that. But. Yeah, it's like the
modify same, that shit, though.
It's the same thing with religion.
Yeah.
I mean, not religion. It's the same thing with politics, where it's like, you are a Republican, right? And now whatever laws are being passed that's in favor of Republicans, like, maybe some of them you don't necessarily agree with.
Right.
But you'll just go along with it because you're like, I am a Republican.
I'm down with the squad.
Like, exactly. Yeah. You know? And like, they'll just, it's just watching politics is absolutely fucking, it's just ridiculous.
Half the room stands up and claps. I'm like, you guys are so 70 years old.
Yeah. It's like, it's like children, dude. Yeah. And they like plant stories like, oh, this'll fuck them over if we say this. And like, save this story. We'll plan it at this time during the election. And like, yo, you guys are 7 years old. We're not trying to see who's cooler, who's winning the game.
Yeah.
There is an entire country
who
is counting on you fucking idiots.
I know.
And you just play this fucking bullshit? That's why it's just so annoying. And like, when I was younger, and this is what I wanted to say before, when I was younger, you think about old people and you're like, oh my God, they're so wise. And it's like, they know shit. They've been through whatever. And those are adults. They got their life together and all this stuff. Then you turn on CNN or you turn on Fox or you turn on any of these fucking news shows, because I don't even know what left and right is, to be honest with you. I have no idea what any of that is. Snowflake, I don't give a fuck what you say about me. I don't even know what these terms mean. All I know is when I watch that, I'm like,
I don't like this.
This is comical to watch.
Yeah.
Of them just complaining back and forth. And like, they're bad, we're good. They're bad, we're good. We're good, they're bad. And it's like, guys, it's not about you. No one gives a shit about the color. We want to have, we want the country to run efficiently.
Yeah.
So
it should be modifiable.
You know what? It should be one fucking party where you idiots can decide on shit like adults, not two gangs where it's like, no, we think opposite. Dude.
Yeah. This isn't a color war. This isn't a pep rally.
When I just watch it, because whenever I'm on the treadmill at the gym, I'm just like, dude, look at these fucking people.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so annoying.
That's the only thing I'll give.
And honestly, I'll go on record and just say that, like, I think that if you completely, and this is why one time I said this and someone thought it was ridiculous, and it does sound ridiculous, but I was like, I don't like people who believe in stuff. Like,
oh yeah, I remember that.
Because I was like, I don't like any beliefs. And what I meant by that is like hard belief on one thing. Like, I am so open-minded that like, if something that I truly believe, and I couldn't even give you an example right now because I don't know if I like really believe in anything that much, and you were like, hey, dude, it's different, it's this, I'd be open to the idea that it was different. I wouldn't necessarily take your word for it, but I'd go and do my research.
So on a lower scale, the Giants picking Daniel Jones, how do you feel about that?
That's not really what I'm talking about.
No, but no.
Let's say this.
But I'm trying to.
What color is the shirt?
Maroon.
I also think it's maroon. But if I was like, if I went my whole life thinking this color was maroon, and then one day you're like, that's actually purple, Like, I'm not the type of person to be like, it's Maroon, shut the fuck up, it's Maroon, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I just not even care.
Right.
Like, I'd check it out.
Yeah. You know, you go wherever the thing was, see what they listed the color as.
So for someone to be like, I am fully a Democrat, fully Republican, and I will never see the others and not try to understand the other side or do whatever, or, you know, I am this religion and I can't see how this and that would make any sense. And like, I'm always someone who tries to put myself in someone else's shoes and trying to see it. And like, I understand, at least an understanding. I'm not asking you to believe in it.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to change
just
what you're doing.
Just make an attempt.
I just want you to understand. Because that's the problem with a lot of things. People just don't I don't understand it. So they just throw it, right? I can understand most things.
Mm.
There's things that I don't disagree with. I don't agree with everything. I'm not just like, yeah, we should do it all. But I can understand why someone from this particular neighborhood who is this religion and grew up around this believes those things. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand why some people commit crimes. I understand this and that. Some people, though, will just be like, nope, criminal piece of shit. But I can understand being in a situation where you're poor.
Right.
And I have to do this for my children. You know? And it's like, but some people can't put themselves in someone else's shoes. So that's why this all comes full circle, where I'm like, if you so heartedly believe in one thing and you can't be swayed, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I won't. Like, and I'll meet you in person and I'll hear the things you say and I'll hear this stuff and I'll have a conversation with you and you won't know. But in my head, I'm like, I don't like this person.
Right.
And I'm not going to try and have these conversations with you because there's no talking to them.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. You can learn from everyone. And that's another thing. Sorry. I know I'm going off.
Nah, do it.
This happens. But you can learn something from everybody, no matter their race, religion, whatever. Everyone has something to offer you. Even a homeless person has something to offer you. At least one thing.
Yeah.
So for everyone to just walk around like they have the answers, or that their political party or their parents or their upbringing has all the answers, is completely false. And that's an easy one. That is an easy thing to understand. All right? That is an easy... For you to think you have all the answers is fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
Now I'll shut up.
No. I think that was great.
I'm actually out of breath.
That's rant of the year so far. I respect that.
I got angry.
It's fine. It's fine.
Am I blue in the face?
No.
No, because you know what? It bothers me, though, because when I talk about shit... Nah, because what you were saying before, when you talk about shit and it's like, just because you have an opinion, the joke you made earlier where someone's like, oh, these liberal, like, immediately they're like, let's just put them in a box. Like, oh, you're a liberal? You just believe it? It's like, dude, I just believe that women should want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, let them rock.
I don't necessarily believe in all this fucking liberal shit. They say a lot of dumb shit. Yeah. Oh, let's take away first place trophies and everyone gets a trophy. That's fucking stupid, too.
Yeah.
So how can I be these people? When I believe, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I'm sweating.
But I'm an understandable person.
You are an understandable person.
That's why it's not going to make leeway with me, because I understand you. Should we hit this happy hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, I'm going to need a fucking drink.
Do you fart?
No. I stink?
No.
Maybe I'm sweating.
You pooped earlier. That's why.
I did poop earlier.
Yeah.
It's probably seeping out of the bottom of that
seeping
fucking
hard.
Door.
Seep.
Yeah, let it seep.
Put one of your six towels over there. Liar.
You think I got two towels?
I'm going on towel count right after this.
Fine.
It's great.
Oh, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I got nothing to hide.
Just want to say shout out to the Patreon, patreon.com/thebasementyard. This is our first episode with...
New cameras.
Right. And without you guys, it wouldn't have been possible. So thank you guys so much. Do we have a list of some patrons?
Yeah, we can get that up.
You know, just because you guys did us a solid. Some of those, we just want to read a couple of the names of the patrons that contributed to
the
cameras.
For anyone who doesn't know what Patreon is, it's a platform or a website that you can go to where you help support the show. So you can, and in turn, we give you every episode a week early. I'm not signed in.
Oh, that's all right. So we'll do it next week. But we just wanted to say thank you.
Fucking leave this. It's a site where you can pledge a certain amount of money every month, and it doesn't have to be every month. It could be a one-time thing, or you can be like every month. There's a lot of people there every month are giving us $5 or something, and that adds up after a while, you know. And we try to give more extra content on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a segment where we answer questions that you send in called "What the Fuck Does Patreon Want?" And those are usually like 20 minutes. We do those we try to do them bi-weekly. And then we do a extra episode of The Basement Yard that's exclusive for patrons. They get an extra episode every month. So five instead of four. And you get every episode a week early because we shoot these in advance. Surprise.
Surprise.
All right. I am so hungry right now.
I know. I'm pretty hungry too.
But that is the Patreon. You go to patreon.com/thebasementyard. It's spelled patreon.com/thebasementyard.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you to everyone who has pledged money every month. You guys are helping out the show so much. We're growing like hell. Everyone's, you know, the word of mouth. Everything's growing. We appreciate it.
Tell
and go
friends.
Follow it on Instagram at The Basement Yard. Where can they find you?
At Danny Lopriori on Twitter and Instagram. And the Game of Thrones series finale was terrible.
You guys can follow me on social media at Joe Santagato. Like I said, go follow The Basement Yard at The Basement Yard. Also, send us, if you want to send us topics, go to thebasementyard.com. Click on the button that says contact the show. And we'll do that shit, all right? See you guys next time.
Daenerys.